The Bomber Boys were able to hold off Dumas with a 59-55 victory. It was a game of runs throughout as the two teams went back and forth with each other. Mount Home did lead for most of the game, but their advantage never reached double digits. The Bombers went up by as much as 8 in the fourth quarter before the Bobcats tried to make another comeback, but they ran out of time, and Mount Home went on to post the 4-point win. Ryder McLean led the Bombers with 20 points, and Rhett Gilbert added 19. Raylan Spratt and Billy Reddick each scored 19 points for Dumas, and Marcus Kilgore had 11. Bobcats fall to 8-3 on the season. Mount Home improves to 9-5, and their next opponent in the semifinals will be Greene County Tech. Cotter fell to the Golden Eagles 77-26. Flippin also picked up a win on the boys' side after beating Paragould 57-47. The Bobcats were led by Rylan Robbins with 17 points, and Alex Glenn chipped in 14. Flippin is now 18-4 on the year. Farmington will be Flippin's next matchup in the tournament. The Cardinals breeze past Rector 95-43. Lady Bombers dominated the final game of the night at the Hangar with a 71-35 decision over Rector. It was all Mountain Home from the drop as they used their size and speed advantage. The Lady Bombers had taken a 49-19 lead over the Lady Cougars into the locker room at halftime. The Mercer rule was invoked a little earlier than normal in the second half before Mount Home went on to win by 36. Lake and Moore was the Lady Bombers' top scorer with 15 points. Livy Fosnes recorded 14. Sarah Williams finished with 13, and Brooklyn Mitchell ended up with 10 points. Riley Wilburn scored 11 points for Rector. Lady Cougars dropped to 5-5 on the year. Mount Home improves to 12-2, and their next opponent will be Cabot. Flippin lost to the Lady Panthers 41-33. And in the other two girls' games, Grocery Westside beat Dumas 51-41, and North Little Rock routed Paragould 69-19. I'm Matt Sharp reporting.